If you love an Aussie underdog who punches above, look no further than Bluebet, the true blue Aussie bookie. Download the Bluebet app today and bet Australian. Conditions apply. Gamble responsibly. Gus Warland, Jude Bolton, and Wendell Saylor. This is the Triple M Rush Hour.
It's been another incredible year of rugby league.
He got it! Holmes, the hero!
Cam Munster, that's his second try saver.
Oh, they won't catch Bradley. He's going to score.
Beats another, muscles his way with the try line.
This is a war of attrition. I love it.
For the first time in NRL history, a Battle of the West will decide the grand final.
Parramatta win! Parramatta win! It's their greatest win in 36 years! They have overcome extraordinary odds, and they have made the grand final for the first time in 13 years. It is resilience from Parramatta we have not seen the likes of in a long, long time.
Don't get it twisted. These two teams hate each other. This is a unique rivalry.
Lane's gone right through. He gets it away to Gafferson. Two tries on the fifth tackle. Oh, don't you love it? Gives it to Toll.
One built over 55 years.
Still going, Peter Sterling. Intercepted by Kenny.
Nathan Hindmarsh.
Good LeBatesman.
Alexander, long way out. He's got it.
The ultimate goal is to make claim to be the real kings of the West. Who would have thought that in 1986, when the Eels won their fourth premiership, they would still be waiting 36 years later for their next?
So Melbourne about to celebrate their third grand final victory on a courageous Parramatta.
Sydney's West is a funny old thing. No one really knows where it starts or ends, but one thing is for sure. Penrith and Parramatta are the heartlands. Rugby league heartlands.
By God, they're a good team, Penrith. Oh, Parramatta, don't you love it? There is no better sight in rugby league.
Whatever happens, they'll be dancing in the streets of the West. And just like Jimmy said all those years ago, there ain't no second prize. So who will claim rugby league's richest prize? For our great mates at Ream and Maccas, Triple M rocks the grand final.
Oh, beautifully said, MG. Beautifully put together, brother. You are the king of the West yourself. And if that doesn't get you fired up for a big clash on Sunday night, that is goosebumps everywhere. How are you feeling, Del, after hearing that?
I'm feeling great. I feel like I want to go out and play. MG's not just king of the West. He's king of Triple M, mate. And, mate, he does it so good. We've had Serlo do it over the years. But MG went, you know, he goes to a place where you want to go to. Like, he puts you inside, like, you know, inside the dressing room, inside a player's head. It's great. It's the only time I miss playing football other than Origin.
The place has been buzzing, though. Like, look at what it's doing to the West, but even in the city with the NRL Fan Fest and in Martin Place and the big stages and all the supporters out there. So it's a whole buzz out.
It certainly is. Cannot wait for Sunday night. I was out there at Panthers this morning on the Today Show. Got to lift the trophy up. It's bloody heavy, isn't it? Probably lifted up full of adrenaline and so forth.
Yeah.
Deal, but it's so heavy. But the buzz out there with all the fans, they were just absolutely loving it. They've got all these plans over the weekend, the build up to the match, and then, of course, hopefully the celebration as well. But we're going to be celebrating this game all through the show over the next couple of hours. So don't go anywhere if you want to know the latest. You want to speak to all the greatest people around the game as well. We'll have them here on the show. Yes, here's the quiz. $100 up for grabs. Shane from Appin is on the line. G'day, Shane. How are you, mate?
Yeah, very good. How are you, Dom, mate?
Mate, we are very well. I hope you beat me, big fella, but I'll give you one hell of a contest. Over to you, the hostess with the mostest, Mr. Jude Bolton.
Yeah, good luck, Shane. You've got an all-rounder sports quiz friend in big Wendell Saylor. He's got the answers with him as well, and you can use him once during these opening rounds.
Yeah, Shane, I'm here for you, brother.
Let's go, Gus, first and foremost.
Okay.
51 days until the FIFA World Cup. Name one of the two teams that are playing in the opening match.
That's easy.
That's easy.
Gus.
Probably the home team.
Yeah.
Which
Qatar?
Is?
Qatar?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's on the board.
Versus Ecuador.
Pull that out of my
Chiminda. Ecuador. All right. Shane, which tennis legend officially retired last week?
Oh, come on.
no idea, but...
What?
Roger Federer?
Yes, well done, mate. No idea, but Roger Federer. Well done.
He's on the board.
Nice.
I thought
googling,
he was
going to
fall at the first hurdle. All right, here we go. Gussie, who won the Norm Smith medal in last week's AFL Grand Final?
Oh, this is easy.
Oh, I know his face. He's a farmer.
Yeah.
Smith.
Yeah.
Isaac Smith.
Or
the
they
horse.
Call him Norm Smith.
Yes. Okay. All right. Shane, according to the bookies, who's favourite for the Clive Churchill medal on Sunday?
Oh.
You can use Dell if you need him.
Let's go Cleary.
Yes. You got it, brother.
Okay, two all. Here we go. Gussie, who did the Opals beat last night in the FIBA World Cup?
Did they beat Belgium?
Yes.
Oh,
he's Belgium,
done it.
Yeah. Belgium chocolate.
Very good.
And we got Chinese in the semi.
All right. Shane, who's currently top of the men's rugby union world rankings?
Oh, my God.
You can use Dell.
How to be top of the morning to you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, England.
No, mate. Ireland, mate. Ireland.
I think he said Ireland, didn't he?
No.
Top
what are you doing,
to
mate?
You, Shane?
I'm here. I know his accents are bad. Like, Gussie's accents are really bad.
What was that?
Yeah. Oh, top of the morning to you.
You could have used Dell as well, yeah. Shane.
Yeah. He doesn't get the DoorDash.
I should have used this.
He doesn't get the DoorDash.
I didn't want the DoorDash.
No DoorDash. Give him the DoorDash.
Can we give him the DoorDash?
Yeah.
We're giving you the DoorDash, Shane.
Fantastic.
Congratulations, you lunatic. Download the DoorDash app now for 30% off your first four orders, minimum order, $20. New DoorDash customers only. Yep. Coming up next, we're talking church. What are you looking at?
Mate, worst accent ever. Worst accent.
Did you drop it a morning to you? It's one of my finest accents. It's what we're talking about.
It's to be sure.
And now we're talking Clive Churchill medalist. So if people don't know that, that's the man of the match in the grand final. I'm going to ask you guys a couple of questions now if you can come up with the answers for me. Okie dokie, we've got James Courtney coming up in about 20 minutes as a V8 supercar driver. But if Parramatta win, who is man of the match, Dell?
If Parramatta win, I think for me, Reid Marnie. Because just he's got to be good outside that middle third there. Obviously, put pressure on Cleary. You put pressure on Cleary. You're a big chance of winning the grand final. And mate, this is his last game. This is his last game for the Eels.
Yeah. Okay. If Parramatta wins, who's the man of the match?
Clint Gutherson. I reckon King Gutho could light it up.
Because of the simple fact of heart, making desperate tackles, being the bloke.
Explosive. He could cut some holes open. So we'll see.
Okay, we will see. What about if Penrith win, who is man of the match?
Dylan Edwards. I think, a bit like Gutho, I think these guys get the ball so many times. You kick it to them and, they work with their back three. They're outside five. They get them around, but also in defence too. And I just think Dylan Edwards, everyone's starting to take notice now. We all knew he was good for the last couple of years, but even in the grand final last year, he was in that moon boot for most of the week, and then he comes out and lights it up. So Dylan Edwards for me.
He's a quality player.
Look to their leaders, I reckon Cleary or Yeo. I'm going to say Isaiah Yeo.
Really? Okay. So I'm surprised that one of you didn't say Nathan Cleary. Like, with the bookies, he is $2.75. Dylan Edwards is second at $7.50. So that's how much people think, A, Penrith are going to win, then B, that Nathan Cleary will be the man that gets it done.
And to be honest, back to back. Yeah, and this weather, if it's like this, obviously a bit rainy and windy outside and that, it's perfect for Penrith. It'll play right into Penrith's hands, and mate Cleary, he'll just be, he'll be the conductor.
Yep. So there you go. Well, that's it from the experts. Let's hear it from you guys. Who's going to be man of the match, Amanda?
King Gutho, hands down.
You love him?
Sensational.
I love him. Heart and soul of Para.
Yeah,
he's our king.
He certainly is. He's certainly the heart and soul. Thank you, Amanda.
What about Christian in Camden? Who's going to win the Clive Churchill?
based on last year's efforts, it's going to be Nathan Cleary, even though Isaiah Yeo will be the best on ground.
Oh, I tell you what, it was very, very close last year, but a lot of people...
Isaiah Yeo was best on ground hands down last year, and Edgewoods was a close second too, but it'll go to Nathan again.
Mate, Isaiah Yeo was the best in the field last year, but Cleary got 5 repeat sets, and that's why they thought that he put the pressure on and he got him around him. He also threw the intercept pass through last year.
Yeah,
but anyway, let's go to Tracy there from the Blue Mountains. Who do you think will be the Clive Churchill?
I think Jerome Luai. I think he's going to have a blinder. He's had a little baby, and he's going to be the outsider. And everyone's just going to be so surprised.
Did you like him when he came, you can call me daddy, this week? Did you like that, Trace?
Yeah. Of course. Anyone likes to be called daddy.
Have a good weekend, Trace. What about Steve? G'day, Steve. Who do you think is going to be the Clive Churchill?
Mate, I've driven all the way down from Townsville for this. I hope it's Nathan Cleary.
Wow. Made the journey.
Hey, that's a great journey, Steve. So when did you start?
I drove onto the AFL Grand Final as well, mate. So
you've done both.
I'm back in Sydney now.
Oh,
yeah,
that's a huge effort.
Let's hope this Grand Final's better than the Sydney one.
So were you a Swans man or Cats man?
Swanee, mate.
Oh, yeah. Unlucky, mate. Sorry, Steve. Boys let you down, mate.
I'll give you a hug at some stage, mate. Yeah, all right, let's go to Alex in Balgowlah. Who's going to be the Clive Churchill?
Well, I believe this game's going to be won in the forward.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give it to Gillard. And the Gladiator's going to be up against his old team, and he's going to bring it home for the Eels.
Yeah, that's fantastic. With Bluebet, he's got $31 for the man of the match for Clive Churchill on Bluebet. So give that a crack, Alex.
Yeah, mate. What about Jenny there from Illawong? Jenny, who do you think will be the Clive Churchill?
Clint Gutherson, of course.
Yeah, Gutho.
Why do you think Gutho's going to be the man, Jen?
Well, in mid-July, they were second last.
Yeah.
And by September, they were almost into the semis, or they were in the semis. So, I don't think there will be a problem there.
Good
and they're
you.
So hungry, aren't they? Go, Para!
Good on you, Jen.
Good on you.
Well, hope you have a fantastic day. It should be an absolutely cracking match. Time now to talk to this absolute legend.
Guest is one of our finest journos. She's covered some of the world's biggest stories across her 30-plus year career, including the Sydney Olympics and the Bali bombings. She's also one of Sydney's biggest supporters of the Parramatta Eels. You can now find her every weekend presenting 10 News First. Please, welcome to the Rush Hour, Chris Barth.
Yeah, Barthy was born in Auburn, boys raised in South Wentworthville. She attended Holroyd High School and she worked at Kmart in Merrylands as she was going through her teen years. And Chris Barth, it's an absolute pleasure to have someone of your calibre on our show. How are you?
What an intro. Thanks for having me.
Oh,
back all the time.
It's an absolute pleasure. What about the Parramatta Eels, your love for them, and how much you're looking forward to seeing them on Sunday night?
You know, that was such a big part of my childhood, right? Because they were the glory years for Parra in the 70s and 80s. And the funny thing is my family were not remotely into football. At all. Like, Dad didn't go to the footy, wasn't into the footy, but my best friend at primary school, her dad, Bernie, was a mad Eels fan, and Bernie was so enthusiastic about it, and his love of life, I still remember really vividly from childhood, and that got me hooked on the Eels. And then they started winning.
Barthy, it's Jude. I mean, 86 since they last won it. I mean, it's been a long, long drought, hasn't it?
It's been a long drought. I was at university. And I went in 2009 when Jared forgot his boots. And it's just, I still, you know what? A mate of mine, he's a mad Eels fan, said it's the hope that kills you. And it's the hope. You know, it's, you know, like the Swannies last weekend. I was going, make it stop.
Well, let's hope the grand final goes longer than last week's grand final. Put it that way.
I know, you want to see a contest, don't you? You know, and Penrith's such a great side as well. Like, I've got a really soft spot for Brian To'o every time. I usually have to listen on the radio, to be honest, because I'm either driving to work or I'm at work and I'm silently monitoring on the internet, perhaps at the news desk, if it's a really important game. But every time Brian does something, you know, he's got such enthusiasm every time he plays. So I wouldn't begrudge Penrith the win as long as Brian scores a few tries and is man of the match. But I really want to see Parra get across the line. You know, it's time. It's time for us. Penrith have had a premiership. We deserve one.
Yeah.
But they're going to ask, you know, back in the 80s, they had some great players. Sterlo, Eric Groth, Mick Cronin, Ray Price. Who was your favourite?
Weirdly enough, my favourite Eels player of all time is Johnny Peart.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
He invented the bomb, and I was a bit of a tomboy as a kid, so I could out-bomb all the boys in the neighbourhood. That's my memory of it anyway.
Yeah.
So, and Johnny Peter had a sports shop at Westfield Parramatta, and because I thought he was so famous, I used to go up and down the escalators outside his sports shop just hoping to catch a glimpse of Johnny Peter. I never went in. I was too scared.
Oh.
But I used to go up and down the escalators stalking Johnny Peter, also because I thought I was him. And then years later, on Sunday night, I got to do a story with him. And, you know, it's one of those things where you get to meet somebody that you've always idolised and they just live up to everything. He was such a great bloke to deal with. Still is, still with us.
Yes.
He was an amazing guy, you know, and it was so lovely to meet him and his family and spend some time with him. And I think he thought I was a bit strange for pretending to be Johnny Peart as a kid, but he's actually my favourite Eels player of all time.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. He invented the bomb and he was so good at it. They reckon he could land it on a 5-cent piece.
Yeah.
He was that sort of precision, wasn't he, Jude?
And are you and Jim going to get to the game? Obviously, you've got to work as well. What's the story, Chris?
Yeah, unfortunately, I'll be at work because I read a national bulletin for 10 and then I have to read a live bulletin for Perth. So I'll be on set probably yelling at whoever's doing sport for score updates like I was last weekend. And then I stopped asking. But, yeah, so I'm going to be getting bits of the game in between everything. So... Yeah.
It's so good to hear from you, Barthy. We never thought we'd have someone quite as classy as you on our show here on Triple M. So
give a love. I thought that I was a bomber, you know.
Give our love to Jim and have a fantastic Sunday night. Once you're done and dusted with all your work, hopefully you'll see your Eels put up a great performance.
Oh, I'm hoping I do. Go to Mighty Eels.
Go to Eels. On you.
There's Chris Barthy. Thanks a lot, Barthy. Much appreciated. We're going to talk some NRL news. So much stuff around the grand final we're going to get through with Del right now, Jude.
Yeah, Del, Kevvy Walters has continued his overhaul of the Broncos list, but there's a excitement amongst the Broncos fans because there's a famous name has been added for a train-on.
Yeah, people might remember a guy called John Plath. I think he was a four-time premiership player. Well, his young bloke, Maxi Plath. He won four premierships,
wow.
Yes. And I think, mate, he's a good young player, Maxi Plath. He actually played against Tristan when Tristan's returning to the game. And I saw the name Plath, I'm going, mate, is it? And then the next minute I look over to the left and I see Johnny Plath and we had a bit of a chat. And he goes good, the young bloke. I think he usually plays in the halves. He's a bit of a utility. So, yeah, he's got a train and trial contract, I think. So how does
that work, mate?
I think they get paid, like, sort of weekly. They get paid weekly through the preseason and stuff. And then when they need you to come in. So it's like a part-time, mate. Like,
awesome.
Yeah, part-time.
I mean, great opportunity, eh?
It is a great opportunity, and I think some clubs will go this way because, you know, I think, I've seen it like...
It's low risk, though, for them. They can get around good players and get amongst the game.
But also gives the club a chance to see if they got the next level in them, you know. But he's only 20, so he'll be okay. And, mate, well done to the Broncos. So they're really starting to sort of, you know, climb back to the top there.
Turning our eyes to the Dolphins. Hold on.
They're climbing back to the top.
Yeah, but
they're out of the eight.
Yeah, no, but they want to try and get back to them.
Yeah,
to the
they're,
finals.
Trying, they're trying their best.
Yeah, trying to get back in to that final.
A great club that used to be great, trying their best.
Because the women have carried it for the last couple of years. So,
all right, mate, I'm not letting you get away with anything.
No, that's fair.
Turn our eyes to the Dolphins, and they're firming on a Cowboys young gun in the Hammer.
Yeah, the Hammer. Look, the Hammer, you know, he's played Origin, mate. We know he's a very talented young player. And, look, I think because Drinkwater's going to be he's re-signed there for another couple of years, the Hammer won't be playing fullback. He can play wing and centre. Valentine Holmes is there. So I think, you know, the Cowboys will do the right thing. And, I mean, they've allowed him to talk to other clubs. And I think this is a good fit for him. Mate, go on to Wayne Bennett. Mate, I think the fullback spot's going to be yours. You know, they want Munster, but Hammer, so. Like, mate, the kid's a freak. He's a freakish talent. And if I'm Wayne Bennett, I'm buying him.
What about Brad Arthur? He said, we don't have a siege mentality. I haven't talked to the players about it being us against the world. We know we've got long-suffering fans, long-suffering staff. That should be enough.
That's perfect from Brad Arthur. That's all you need because, mate, you do carry the weight of what's gone, the expectations. And I think in 2001 and 2009, all those players knew that. They know what's at stake. You don't need it any... Mate, you read the papers, mate, you turn on social media. So Brad Arthur, he simplified it. He knows what they got to do, mate. You know, the biggest carrot at the end is that relief of pressure. But he doesn't need to put that expectation on. He knows, mate.
They were cheated in 2009. Let's get that right. NRL Grand Final food and drinks, 120,000 cups of beer, boys, 30,000 bottles of water, 8,000 pies. I reckon they're a bit short on that.
Yeah.
10,000 hot dogs, 25,000 buckets of chips and 11,000 glasses of wine, all at the ground on Sunday
night.
The stats
that matter.
Absolutely fantastic. Let's give away some money, Jude.
Definitely. It's time for the Battle of the West quiz. Call us now if you're a Panther or an Eels supporter. 1-333-53, $200 cash on the line.
Come on. $200 up for grabs. Brody, we have from Penrith. G'day, Brody. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate.
Good on you, mate. Good luck on Sunday. And we've got Flick from Parramatta. G'day, Flick.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, good. Best of luck. There's five questions, guys. So three right answers will get the job done, but it really has been one or two during the week that'll get it done. So best of luck. $200 to spend on game day merch. This is the Battle of the West quiz. Question number one. What is the official kickoff time for Sunday's men's grand final? Brady in there first.
7:30.
Yes, he leads 1-0.
He's on the board.
Del, you got the scoreboard there, brother?
Yeah, I've got it.
Okie dokie. Question number two. Which Westfield has more parking spaces? Westfield Brody. Penrith or Westfield Parramatta? Oh, Brody's in there.
Parramatta.
He is absolutely correct. Okay, Flick, you're under pressure now. Okay.
Flick, is your microphone working? Any chance your phone working?
No, Brady's been very, very confident.
He's been sharp.
Okay, here we are. Question number three. Which club has won the most NRL premierships?
Brody.
Brody?
Parramatta.
That's incorrect. Maybe I should have made it because he's leading 2-0. I'm not going to, but it was actually like NRL premierships full stop, not just out of the two clubs. So, Brody, you'll cop that because you're 2-1 up still, okay?
Still need this, Flick.
We love you, brother. Okay, question number four. Who won the 2000 NRL Grand Final?
Brody.
Brody? Need an answer.
Broncos?
Yeah.
They did. The Broncos with that.
Bugalugs here.
With Bugalugs beating the Roosters. Yeah. Unlucky, Flick. Best of luck on the weekend. Good on you. And Brody, well done. $200 cash coming at you. How do you think the game's going to go on Sunday, mate?
Mate, I think the Panthers are going to... It's going to be tight in the first half, but Panthers will come home strong in the second half.
Yeah, brother.
A bit
right.
Like in the Premier League in South Sydney. Yeah. Fantastic. Good on you, Brody. Best of luck. Have a great weekend.
Boys.
Time now for the grand final preview. Time now for this.
The Rush Hours NRL preview. Thanks to DoorDash, official delivery partner of the NRL.
Yeah, thank you very much to DoorDash. Now, Del, the grand final, it is here. Let's talk about both of them. Let's start the ball rolling with the NRLW between Newcastle Knights and the Parramatta Eels. Parramatta won one game to sneak into the semi-finals, and they get the job done against the undefeated Roosters. Can they do that again, or does Millie Boyle and the Newcastle Knights take their first premiership?
I think Newcastle Knights have set the standard for their competition, and I think, you know, Millie Boyle and Tamika Upton have been outstanding for them. So I think they're going to get the chocolate come Sunday. They're playing such great football, but also it gives that community of Newcastle a bit of hope now, you know. We know the men haven't been playing so well, but the girls set a great standard. Millie Boyle, the try that she scored last week was phenomenal.
She got about 10 on her back and over.
Yeah.
So you're thinking Newcastle get it done?
I think Newcastle.
What about the men? Okay, here we go. Can Parramatta upset the Panthers and stop their back-to-back?
I don't think they can. I just think Penrith have got too much arsenal for Parramatta. You know, Parramatta can pull them down and try and bring them back to their level, but, you know, you need Penrith to be off a little bit, and Parramatta have got to play at their best. And I know that they've beaten them twice this year. One of them was when Nathan Cleary got sent off, I think, in the 25th minute in that second game. But I just think that they're just so confident in what they can do, and they haven't played their best football yet, Penrith, you know. If you think about it, you know, Cleary was out for, I think, 6 or 7 weeks. He had that suspension for 4 weeks, missed 3 weeks in the start of the competition, and that just freshens you up. When your best player gets freshened up like that, and you look at the confidence through that, you know, the Penrith team, especially at the back there, you're back through playing some good football. Dylan Edwards, I think, you know, he's my tip for the Clive Churchill.
Yeah. What's the biggest thing that can disrupt Penrith at the moment?
To be honest, if not protecting, actually winning that middle third battle, because when you win that middle third battle, then you give Cleary space and time to do what he wants. And, you know, if you give someone like him time and space, it's like
cut
Joey, Thurston, Lockyer, you know, Cooper Cronk, we talked about that.
Mm.
But when they don't have that space and they don't have that time, that's when they don't panic, but that's when, like, I think Parramatta did that in the first game for about 60 minutes until Mitchell Moses got off. They were scrapping, they went head-to-head. That's what you got to do to beat a team like Penrith. Penrith, when you let them go through the middle third having their own way, we saw they did to South, 32 unanswered points.
Mm.
When they get on the front foot, that's when you can't stop them. You can't stop the flow. And no matter what you try and plug that leak, and then something happens out here, something happens in the middle, and then they just get so confident, Penrith, and all of a sudden they're high-fiving and they're yahooing, and you can see what they're doing, but they do it in a way where they're being confident, but they're not being cocky. But
there's a touch of arrogance about them, and that's because they're such quality players.
Yeah.
What about the fact they haven't played that much footy, had the week off, minor premiership, they didn't play in the last week of the normal rounds, then they won, they had the week off, so only playing sort of once in a month. Is that freshen blokes up at the end of this season, or does it actually make it a bit more difficult to get combos right?
It freshens blokes up because they haven't flogged every team they played. Like, even that score against South, we saw that. What happens at their mindset, they go, you know, feeling pretty good, and because the last couple of feelings, all those tries you scored, mate, you're looking at each other going, mate, boys, we're going to go back-to-back. So I reckon what can really stop them is being too overconfident. Mm. But if you look in the media and that, I don't think Luai come out today. What's he say, Jerome?
Call me daddy.
Yeah, call me daddy when they talked about. But you know what, mate? I don't want people jumping on that because don't forget Dylan Brown fired the first shot in the first game saying, we love nothing more than to beat Penrith.
That's
so
true, yeah.
So it's good, mate. And that's what I want to see that. I want to see characters in the game because then it makes us talk about it and then we're getting excited. Listen to me now. I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
Sean Lane's performance this year, I mean, he's just been phenomenal, hasn't he?
Sean Lane's outstanding. You get to a stage in your career where you go one way, you go, okay, you know what, I'm just a journeyman. But now you've got a 3-year deal or something there.
$2 million, thanks very much.
And so he should. And I reckon he's a chance of going on the Kangaroo or on the World Cup tour too. Mate, what I like about Sean Lane is he's got so many tricks to his, to his game. You know, he's got great footwork. He pushes through the line. He's such a big hooer, but also his contact too. He's aggressive to his body. Like when he hits you, you stay hit. You know, and then I think his fitness has gone to a new level as well. And if you look at Dylan Brown just says, "Mate, I don't do anything. I just pass it to him and then work off him."
He's got great confidence at the moment.
100%. And okay, edge works well.
Here it is. You as well, please, Jude, and myself. Who's going to win, and by how much, and who's going to be your Clive Churchill?
Penrith, 1-12. Dylan Edwards, my Clive Churchill.
Okay.
First try scorer, Brian To'o.
Okay, we'll put that into the vault. What about you, Jude?
Yeah, I've got Penrith 1-12 as well, but I've got Isaiah Yeo.
Okay, and who's going to be the first try scorer?
I reckon Jerome Luai.
Okay, Luai, okie dokie. I'm going to go Parramatta 13 plus. Did I say Parramatta 13 plus? I mean Penrith 13 plus, sorry. Someone's just driven off the road on the M5.
Yeah.
I reckon it's going to be Cleary's going to be man of the match and he'll be the first try scorer as well.
Back-to-back, Clive Churchill.
Yeah, back-to-back, Clive Churchill. Time now to talk to this absolute legend.
Our next guest arrived on our shores in 2012 and never left. Classic backpacker move. He's played over 400 games, including being the most capped player for Great Britain. He's good at using his head too. Yes, he's smart and tough. He used his head in the 2014 Grand Final to break the cheekbone of Sam Burgess.
He's got the head of James Graham.
He's got the head of James Graham. Should be a compliment. He's a very attractive man. And you'll hear him calling the Grand Final for Triple M this Sunday. Please make him welcome, James Graham.
Yeah, he's a part of the family now, part of the Triple M family. It's great to have him on the show. G'day, Jimmy. How are you this afternoon?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you all doing?
Mate, we're all very well. Obviously, a couple of sleeps away from the Grand Final now. Penrith, we expected to be there. Parramatta, probably not so much a few weeks ago, but they are there now. Can they cause an upset on Sunday night, or do you think the Panthers will go back-to-back?
Oh, look, you'd be a very brave person to go against the Penrith Panthers. I think they will get the victory. But if you're in that Parramatta dressing room, you're going to be full of confidence. I mean, the evidence is there that you can win. You've beaten them twice already. And in that first playoff game, you know, at the first 60 minutes, it was going toe to toe. And I think I'll look back at that and go, well, if Mitch Moses stays on, if we can just fix up our kick pressure and our kick defusal, we'll get the victory. That said, look, I'm going to be back in Penrith, but this should be a hell of a game. Both teams will be brimming with confidence come Sunday afternoon.
Jimmy, Jerome Luai was asked who held the title of Big Brother in the West and certainly stoked a few of the supporters when he said, you can call us Daddy. Do you reckon that'll be pinned up in the Parramatta Eels rooms and fire up the lads?
Yeah, look, I love hearing stuff like that because it's just people being honest. It promotes the game. You know, this game didn't need much promotion, but when you get people throwing some extra fuel on the fire. It always adds to the occasion. Look, there's lots of little subplots that'll be happening come Sunday afternoon. You know, the Campbell Gillard, the fact that he's still paid by Penrith, he'll be fired up for a big game. You know, obviously all the stuff around why he wasn't selected for game 2 and 3 of State of Origin. It's going to be an absolute cracker. But look, the emotion will be there for the sort of first 5 to 10 minutes. But after that, all those messages get lost, and it'll just be you know, doing your best. And look, if you want to concentrate on Jerome Luai and want to make a target for him, good luck, because he's got proper dancing feet, and you get absolutely nowhere near him.
Jimmy, we talked about what Parramatta can do with their second phase play, but one thing I noticed in that first final that we called is, once it starts raining a bit, it gets a bit damp, they go back into their shells a little bit. They don't really push that pass, and they don't use that, you know, that expansive play. And that'll play right in the hands of the Panthers. How do they go about combating that? Because, you know, if we get a wet game on Sunday, it's perfect for Penrith.
Yeah, you make a very good point, Dal. I think it's one of those. You do perhaps have to change your style with the conditions. But, hey, look, it's grand final on the line. They can't afford to be, you know, blaming the conditions. They've got to find different ways to get the victory. And that's what great teams do, Dal. They're more than just one trick ponies. They've got multiple threats in their arsenal. And no doubt, mate, they would have looked at that game from that one that we called, 4 weeks ago?
Yep.
And be saying, well, the conditions are similar. Here's how we're going to have to adjust on the fly and make some changes.
Jimmy, if you're in the sheds, like for either side, and you're looking at someone who's maybe a bit inexperienced on the big stage, how do you get them not to be overawed on the big stage?
Yeah, look, I think it's just a case of having that usual preparation, just being going back to what you know, the familiarities and what's got you into this position. Obviously, there's not a massive amount of grand final experience in the Parramatta team at this moment, and they're having to deal with the, you know, the emotion of, you know, every single Parramatta supporter that's, you know, around the area will be coming for a photograph, a signature, and be cheering them on. So they'll have to deal with all that, but it's just about just bringing it back down to earth, focusing on what you can control, being present, and just doing the things that you usually do in the build up to those big games.
Yeah, I've got to ask you this. Nathan Brown obviously kept calling the coach, saying, "Coach, I'm ready, coach, I'm ready." He was on the outer, gets his opportunity now. You're a player who played with a lot of passion, and sometimes you played, you know, outside the square a little bit. How does he go about his job? Because he's got to be hunting Nathan Cleary, and he's got to be doing his job.
Yeah, look, I think his job will be clearly defined, Del. I think it's going to be a case of, we need you to come on and plug a gap for sort of 10, 15 minutes while Campbell, Gillard, Borlo, and maybe Matheson just recharges the batteries a little bit. And, you know, yeah, he'll be amped up for a big game, but he's not played first team for quite some time. So, look, it's, you know, grand finals move pretty fast, don't they? We all know that. And, you know, the emotion of the occasion can burn the lungs, and you can get heavy legs. So I think for Nathan Brown, it's coming on, just having a clear, defined role like his coach will give him. And that part of that will be getting after Cleary, winning that play 4 into 5, and then getting the kick pressure on Cleary and just taking a number of carries. I think it's Cleary won't need to play too big a minutes, but just getting on there for that 10, 15 minutes and doing a job for the team.
James Graham, have a wonderful call. Thank you so much for your help on our show. We love you, big fella, and have a great night on Sunday night.
All right, cheers, guys.
Cheers, mate.
There you go, James Graham. What a time to be alive for sports fans with the NRL Grand Final this weekend. No better time to download the BlueBet app from the App Store. BlueBet, the true blue Aussie bookie. Download the BlueBet apps today. Bet with Bluey this spring carnival. I want to talk to you guys about the Grand Final, but not so much on the field, but the mentality. I'm starting to start with you, Jude, because Parramatta are looking to break a drought, exactly where you were going into 2005 with the Swannies. How long had it been since the Swans had won a Grand Final when you won eventually in 2005?
It was the longest in Australian sports, 72 years.
There you go. So what's the mentality like for you guys to go into a match to break that drought, which is, you know, 30-odd years for the Parramatta Eels?
Well, I think the whole build-up, and we'd been in multiple, you know, finals before that, but just that whole feeling of, hang on, we're just trying to shake the monkey off your back. It's a big weight to carry for the group of guys going through, and but you can't let the enormity of the moment overawe you, and I think... I think I was probably lucky. I was about 25 in 2005 and just had senior players around who could calm us down a little bit, who'd been on the big stage before and could just sort of step us through it. And I think that's, you know, Jimmy touched on it a little bit, just to know that you've been played in big games, you've made it there for a reason, but just trying to clear some of the clutter during the week as well, because it is a chaotic week. You've got people coming out of the woodwork and texting you. They're all doing their best. They want to just send your support, but when you've got 500 people want to send that, like, you've got to turn your phone off, you've got to just clear the noise out there, so then your focus is just on the game.
So no matter how normal you're trying to make it, other people, even kindly are playing around with your normal routines.
So that's where you try and almost switch your phone off a little bit, Del, and then find that space. Well, you know what, I have got a little bit of time, I'll reach out to some of the family members or mates and things, let them know I'm thinking of them still, but then back on. So,
what about you, Del? You won three premierships, played in a lot of big matches, not only in rugby league, but in rugby union, World Cups and so forth. What's it like? What's the mentality like going into a match like this one compared to like a regular season match?
Yeah, I think for me, this is the one you work so hard for, because you see how hard everyone works at the club, you know, whether it's the girl at the front desk or whether it's the greenkeepers and that, it's not just about you. You're representing the club and your family, but also your teammates. And you're not just doing it for your teammates. And I just think when you're going through that week and that process, you've got to enjoy the week. That's one thing that some players don't do. They don't enjoy the week. So if we're doing a promo, we're signing autographs, you're happy to do that. Don't change things that you wouldn't normally do, even though it's a different week. The more you try and change it, the harder it becomes for you, because you go, oh, mate, I'm not used to doing this.
Doing my head in.
Yeah, and that's why some players play the game before they get there. I just embrace the week. And then even some of the young players, if they hadn't been there, I'd just go up to them and say, mate, just make sure you enjoy the week and, you know, just give them a few tips, because everyone's sort of different the way they do things. Some people like to go out and have, back in my day, like, I'm serious, like a guy like Gordon Tallis and that would still go and have a couple of beers through the middle of the week and that, you know, that's what Gordy did. Alan Langer and Kevy, I wouldn't like to do that. I'd go and play two or three games of golf, even a game of golf after captain's run. I'd go and have a game of golf or something, you know.
So just clear your head, would it?
Yeah, but I just want to have fun and not think about football, because if you keep thinking about football and thinking about outcomes and stuff, that's when you start to play the game in your head a little bit. And mate, when you get inside my head, you don't want to be there, you know.
No, it's pretty busy. Can I ask you first, Jude, the chat from the coach on the actual game day? So imagine this is sort of 15 minutes before you run out. You've done your warm-up out in the field. You've done that. Is that the moment for the sort of Churchillian type chat, or is that time for just go around individual chats with players?
Well, I think the arousal levels are so high in a grand final anyway. There's no real need to do the big rousing
moment
beforehand. But it's just getting the focus right and the simplicity of it, like keeping the message really simple, because there is 1,000 things going on. And a lot of the players' minds do drift to, well, what's that moment when the final hooter goes? You know, like that's where you're focused on, rather than actually going, what is my clarity of role and make it really simple for them.
What about you? What was Wayne Bennett like on a grand final day?
Mate, Wayne was good, because, mate, Wayne had put so many things in place, and what he was so good at, he's such a good man manager. He'd come over to you individually. You know, he'd have a good, like, team talk, and then, like, say, Craig Bellamy and the assistant would say something, but he knew all the stuff was sort of done. He put things in place, like captain's run was big, and he just let us get into our own. But he'd, like, walk up to me and he goes, mate, you've done everything possible this week. You've had your best week for a long time. Even if you hadn't had your best week, he makes you think you've had your best week. And you go, mate, yeah, I have had my best week. All right, you know? So he's a bit of a salesman.
We need to do?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
But you've had a good show this week.
Yeah.
Really good show.
But then he'd say to me, he'd go, mate, I need 20 carries from you today. He goes, mate, 20 carries, nothing less than 20 carries. And he said, and I need you to dominate Matt Singh today. Like, to say in the grand final, he goes, you know, Singh wants your crown. Like, he'd say stuff that'll get me up. He goes, and I go, what? He goes, you know, everyone's talking about Matty Singh, you know, how good he's playing this year.
Yeah.
And then I go, okay. So, that sort of stuff.
It's a little focus, though, how to motivate you without going
crazy,
right, isn't it?
And then he'd go to Darren Lockyer. It's something different. He didn't need to motivate Darren Lockyer, you know. He'd just go up there.
Boys, it is so good to hear that from you two blokes who have won multiple premierships and all the different sports you play. So thank you very much. I was sitting here as a listener going, how good to listen to you two blokes.
Excited
thank
for
you.
Sunday night.
Time now to talk to this legend.
Next guest is a supercars champion. He's raced in over 500 races across his career, including 15 wins and 59 podiums. He's had a massive month eloping with his partner, baby on the way, and the big race next week, the Bathurst 1000. You can hear all the action live on Triple M, by the way. Please welcome to the Rush Hour, James Courtney.
Yeah, he's a massive Panther fan as well, and we've got him on the line right now. G'day, mate. How are you?
Hey, I was just about to say you missed the biggest part of the intro that was missed, Panthers.
And the only bit that's important at the moment, of course, and the exactly. reason why we're talking to you, we've been talking to famous and superstar fans of both teams this week, so we thought we'd get hold of you today. How much are you looking forward to it? A couple of sleeps away now from your team perhaps going back-to-back.
Yeah, mate, it's going to be amazing. It's probably easier to find Panthers supporters than Parramatta ones, I reckon. But yeah, it's mega. The guys have done a sensational job. The last 3 years, it's just building such a young side and so much depth. So, yeah, I think the guys have done a sensational job, and I can't wait for Sunday. I'm more nervous about Sunday than the following Sunday.
James, where will you be watching it?
My mum and dad live up here. My sister and everything have all moved to the Gold Coast just near where I am. So we all get together, and nice. All the kids have all their Panthers gear on, and we're all got ours on. And, yeah, tragic supporters and go crazy. So probably round up my parents with all my brothers-in-laws and all that sort of jazz. So, yeah, it's going to be fun.
So what was the team? What were the players that you fell in love with? Who were the ones that you used to play in the backyard and you used to watch on telly and, you know, just support and love?
I remember Greg Alexander coming to our school because I obviously grew up in Penrith and born there and everything. And I remember when they first won 91, we were at school and the guys came and it was like God rolled in through the place. So it's the days that I remember were Greg Alexander, those guys, the earlier days.
And what about Bathurst? You're talking about two Sundays' time. It's a absolutely huge race for you guys. It's your grand final, your state of origin. How much are you looking forward to that and how's preparations coming?
Yeah, everything's been going really good. We had a great test. We tested last week. Everyone, then the cars get pulled down and checked and whatever and rebuilt again, ready for the big one. So prep's been really good. I was down in Melbourne with the team this week, getting everything sorted as well. So, no, it's a crazy event. Something's always going to go wrong. It's that, with it being such a long, long race, it's just how you manage those dramas and then press on for it. So it's the only big race that I haven't won. So I've got to tick it off before the end of the career, and that's sort of, it's not over yet, but I'm getting a bit older, so it's coming at me pretty quick. So I've got to quickly try and tick that one off. But it's I love the place. It's got so much history. There's so much passion there when we get there, and the track's amazing. So it's a great weekend. I get to nip through Penrith as well, so see some old friends and everything. They'll typically stop on the way up and see some people, but I couldn't be more excited about that quite yet.
Good on you, James. James Courtney's a mad Panther fan. Best of luck on Sunday, best of luck the following Sunday, and of course when you eventually have that big party, we're all very much open to that invitation, brother. So
especially
we'd love to come and join, especially Big Dill, but have a wonderful weekend and thanks for joining us on the show.
Easy. Thanks, guys.
There you go. James Courtney, V8 supercar driver, mad Panther. Will he be happy on Sunday night? We'll wait and see.
The Rush Hour with Gus, Jude and Wendell. Weekdays from 4 on Triple M.